This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and it's going to be
a lot cooler today. Come on, you guys.
I told Brynn to send you the picture of Nicole. We're all going to be Nicole today.
I thought we weren't doing that.
No, we're doing it. I can't wait. Get me that picture, Brynn. Hurry.
Yeah, we got to get that
I'm
on
it
there.
Right now. Let me send it.
I've been so jealous because I don't have any good backgrounds on my Zoom because we're all on a little Zoom call every morning. And I was like, it can't be that hard. It just can't be. So I figured it out, and then I'm like, oh, you know what I always wanted? It was Nicole in the background.
But I liked the one we had of your backyard or whatever that was with the bushes and stuff.
Yeah but who's bushes. Better than you?
Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah. All right, looks like Vinny's getting that. Oh, we're sending it to you, Vinny. We'll all have
I just
it
got
soon.
The, your battery is low. You've got 20% left.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, plug that thing in. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, darn. I'm so sorry. I got to check my sponsorship.
Oh, that's all
right. I didn't print it today. Let's see. This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped us. We got the stuff for our kitchen remodel through All Natural Stone. Not only did we get our stuff there, we also got help there from experts. Yeah. They've got those. So go to All Natural Stone. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And you can start online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. Should be a nice day, a little cooler than yesterday, though, so that's good news for me anyway. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I don't like it so hot.
Day. No.
So I wanted to mention this, a couple things, actually. You know, when our last presidential election, after the results, the amount of stress and anxiety online was frightening, frankly, to see what appeared to be very, you know, normal and in touch with reality people start going, I'm leaving the country. These people are going to come pull me out of my house. There's a lot of stress involved. And it was the first time I'd really seen anything, a collective that large, show signs of real, real, true anxiety.
We're freaking the F out.
Right. And so I mention this now because, and this is just that was my own personal observation. Like, wow, it's heavy. Like you really want to write people and say, you need to get offline. You really need to take a break.
Right.
Because what you've done is feed this anxiety on your Facebook and in the news.
And you're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Right. And so I do this story because I do, it's in pieces here, but they're looking at voter registration now as we do have another election coming. And I want to warn people, not only have we had a pandemic and we're all getting a new look at America through the protests, and on top of that, we have an election coming. This is a good year to really work on some coping mechanisms or deal with your coping skills, as they're looking at registration of new voters that's dropped dramatically in the United States. There were midterm elections in Georgia that went horribly this week, or was it last week? I don't remember.
I think
because
it was this
all the
past
days
Tuesday,
blend.
Right?
Right.
I know.
But,
oh, my God.
But the point is that, you know, there's increased stress coming on top of everything we've been dealing with. So I offer these suggestions to you as a way to deal with not only just what we're currently dealing with, but there's more to come with the elections on the way and the possibility that, you know, I don't know how the vote's going to go. It's going to be really interesting to see how people turn out, who turns out, and who makes sure they get it done.
Right.
So here are five things therapists do when they're stressed out.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Specifically therapists. They would know, right?
Try repeating a mantra. Write down some phrases you associate with strength and repeat them out loud several times in a row or as needed.
Oh. Like what? Did they give any suggestions?
They don't, but a mantra, you can do this. You got this.
You are a good person. Are strong.
Whatever. There's plenty of mantras. Anything that you can use to remind yourself.
That's another good mantra.
I love that mantra.
Me too.
That at night.
Don't think. Don't think. Don't think.
Repeat
Just give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. God, we're all so stuck in our own heads.
And next is take a break from news and social media. Put it down. You may think the world will end without you being up to date, but it won't.
Right.
It'll be fine. The world's been around long before you got here and will likely continue without you. Take a break. I'm not saying stop being plugged in entirely. I'm saying you are working yourself into a fever pitch.
Yeah.
You are losing your mind. Yeah, you are frothing. So sometimes you just got to put that stuff down, take a break, read a book, go outside, do anything that helps your head put things back in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Practice
That's
gratitude.
Solid.
These are suggestions from therapists to help you deal with some of the stresses that we've already experienced, and I fear there's more to come with our upcoming election. So practice gratitude, stay present, and try to be grateful for what you have right now in this moment. It works best if you do it every day. Just think of three or four things you're grateful for. The more specific, the better. And write them down if you need to. Connect with other people and vent.
Oh, venting is, I actually think that is such underrated therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing makes you feel better than to find someone to commiserate with, you know, just let things out, let them off of your chest.
Just talking to someone can help. Often just verbalizing your concerns out loud help you calm yourself down.
Well, that is why I think at its most basic form, that's why therapy can be so helpful to people. You are saying these things out loud. You're putting them into a room and then allowing examination. It's incredibly important to say things out loud and to vent. I actually love this list, Vinny. I think this is great.
The purge alone helps, but also often when talking with someone, they can also remind you, yeah, that's normal. We all have that.
Yes.
And you go, oh, all right.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm like other people.
Right.
I'm not like on an island with my weirdness all by myself.
So connect with other people and vent. Just talking to someone can help. Also, remember, and this is the last one, that anxiety is natural. You know, there are different levels of anxiety, and there are, you know, there's crippling anxiety, but there's also normal anxiety.
Right.
And that can, and I know that because I have normal anxiety, but I have had times, especially when I was trying to quit drinking, where I felt like I was just, I couldn't sit still.
Right.
I had to spring up out of my seat and pace just to stay in my body, it felt like. And I know that feeling, and it's there's ways to deal with it. And you may need to focus on that, especially if things continue. I mean, right now we're sort of coming out of this, and the news feels really good, actually, that we're sort of entering new stages of coming out of quarantine or shelter in place or whatever.
Right.
But we're also going to see spikes in numbers, and that may produce more anxiety for you. So there's some suggestions on how to deal. All right.
Thank you.
I also wanted to point out on the front page of today's Merck, commutes are coming back.
Traffic is, it's back.
Yep.
It felt really normal the other day going out, like, oh, man, traffic.
There's a picture on the front page of the Merck that is an empty Bay Bridge and then a full Bay Bridge. And one is from just after the shutdown and one is recent. And it's people are back. They're out and they are
headed to work.
Headed into work. So that news on that front is good. But expect that as you're planning your, you know, re-entry into the world, many are already there.
What's happening with mass transit? Like, I noticed the other day as we drove by the ferry terminal, I'm like, oh, man, there's like six ferries here. Like, these are not running. Is BART running? You know, are normal muni buses running?
I don't know. I'll look into that. That's probably something important that we should put out there. So I'll check it and let you know.
I know BART's running.
Oh, BART is running. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's the normal schedule, but I know.
That's
got
to be a tough decision to make. Like, okay, I'm going to get in this train.
You know, he said there were like five people on BART.
Yeah, we're facing some hard decisions, and I bet a lot of people who wouldn't normally take their car will. But it's all part of getting back to a comfort level, getting back to normal.
Kind of on point, it's been a pretty rough year for most people, and a new poll found 90% of us agree what the world needs is joy. A lot more, a lot of it. Like, where do you find that, and how can you get some into your life when it seems like everything's been pretty rough? And they say, here are some simple activities that will help bring joy. Family dinners. I'd say that's, there's, at my table, it's stressful these days, but if you can get some fun out of a family dinner, good for you.
Yeah. As you go to sit down, instead of like remembering how stressful it is every time, you know, start with a joke, if you can find one. There are many of them online. Because sometimes if there's been some like contentiousness in the family or there's some problems, you know, maybe think of it as a sacred place where you sit and you know, try to talk about good things.
For us, it's just trying to get those kids to eat their food.
Yeah.
Just eat your food. Please just stop talking and eat your food. Just, I know we want to talk. This is, you know, family time, but please eat your food. We can't sit here for 2 hours. It's just, no.
Well, you could. There's nothing else going on. No. Then you could sit there for 2 hours.
I really can't.
I get that that's a kind of a personal thing on your part, but.
I cannot sit there for 2 hours.
I'd be psyched
not
if the dinner
option.
Lasted for 2 hours. If our conversation was going so swimmingly that we were still there 2 hours later, you know, I'd be fine with that.
Simple activities that bring the joy besides family dinners, time spent outside, also watching a favorite movie or TV show.
Sure.
I agree with that. There's certain things you watch that and or listen to. I absolutely have certain go-to music that I will listen to. My whole life, Bob Marley has just been that go-to music for, it just brings me to, recenters me. And so while I'll listen to the heaviest punk rock or metal, or I even listen to country or whatever, my go-to is reggae. Steel Pulse or Bob Marley. For me, that works.
Oh, this is exactly the song you needed to pick. A melody is pure and true. Singing.
So watching a favorite movie or TV show or listening to your favorite songs is on the list. Also, receiving a hug from a close friend or loved one will all help bring a little joy back into your life. So there's
that. And you deserve a little joy. I mean, the thing is, the world's pretty heavy right now. And, you know, I've found myself under it to some degree. And you really have to make time because it's the only way you can be strong and keep going. You've got to be able to find ways to find joy. I think that's good. Vinny, what a helpful break this has been. This is amazing.
How about a fast fact?
As long as it doesn't don't bring me down.
Oh, no. Well, you're not old, so this isn't about you.
Oh, really? Okay, thanks.
Old person smell is real. There's a chemical called 2-nonanol. That's created by other chemicals in the body breaking down over time. Old people secrete 2-nonanol, which produces that old person smell.
And Nana's right in the title. That is, you know, whew.
I guess that's just your body rotting away on you.
Yeah, that's your body rot. So what can I do to combat that, Vinny?
Called perfume.
Oh, I don't like perfume. How about I just, you know, keep up with those showers, old people.
Yep. Michael Phelps doesn't just hold a bunch of swimming world records. He also has a golf one, too.
Really?
That's right. He holds the world record for the longest televised golf putt. He hit a 159-foot putt for Eagle on live TV during a celebrity tournament in 2012.
That's unbelievable. 159 feet?
That's at some local, you know, nine holes. That's the hole.
That's
is
the,
100 feet.
Right, the entire length. That's incredible.
Yep.
Damn. So he couldn't have been on the green, could he have?
No, not even close. No, he just,
wow.
You know, sometimes you'll use like your seven and you'll, you won't do a full swing. You'll
oh,
just
look
sort
at
of
this.
Pop
look
it.
At that.
Let's see.
Yeah,
oh, he kind of is on a long green,
yeah,
though,
isn't
he?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that does seem incredibly short and manicured.
But
and he's putting, you know, he's not chipping it up on there or anything.
It's
that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Nobody even pulled the flag. That's incredible.
Oh,
look at that
boy.
Guy go.
He's like, boy, I'm getting, I'm so sick of winning. This is crazy. That what a putt. Holy cow.
Very well
Holy
done.
Holy cow. Yeah, you're, oh, good for you. Golf clap. You're amazing.
Has Johnny had him on his show, had him on your show yet, or?
No, that's actually, that would be, I'm sure he's a tough get, but.
What?
Somebody to look into.
They're yeah, my, fellow Michael Olympians. Phelps.
I know. It doesn't seem like there's an Olympic network. Like, you'd think we'd have an Olympian on every week, but.
There's no club?
I don't know. I got to ask him about
there probably
that.
Is for, like, the skiers and snowboarders, like the, you know, Winter Olympics.
Yeah, well, he can get yeah. Ski guys on whenever.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do some text now. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. So if you've got something you want to comment on, send it. That's the way. 408 says, good morning. Your happiness references remind me of a great Vinny quote. Happiness has me in a headlock. Thus, the great post of happy hugging daughters. Oh, all right. Yeah, well.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about that quote was how funny it was.
Right.
Headlocks are not generally what we want.
No.
But you're in happiness's headlock.
Yeah. Vinny, with kids at the table, we found a way to make them eat by raising our hands to ask the kids questions about their day to get the kids get to call on us. And first we say how many bites they have to eat. Then the question, it becomes a fun game.
Oh, well,
great.
You could try that.
Super.
Yeah. A lot of good
I can't just shovel
there.
Some food in my head with a spoon and be
run
on
out?
My way.
No, you can't, Ben. I'm sorry, but you have a family now.
Right.
You are in headlock. You know, headlock with happiness or something.
It's just and, too many blessings to count, Sarah. It's
right.
Just,
well, start a list, Ben. You know, remind yourself how lucky you are to be in that headlock.
Or a blessing dog pile, whatever you want to call it. I'm
sure.
Under it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am under the dog pile of blessings.
Yep.
Mm. Feels good.
Why didn't Bryn play What the World Needs Now song? For what?
Oh, like...
I'm just supposed to have everything on a button. There
yeah.
you go.
You,
know?
You don't?
That make you feel
is that
good?
What you mean? I mean,
yeah.
I
it seems
get
like
it.
You do. I mean...
I do. I just can't reach the button all the time for every single, you know...
Well, you are so tiny in
buttons.
That studio of yours. I mean, right. So many buttons around you.
PSA... From 925, a bunch of y'all haven't been driving much for the past few months, and it shows. Be courteous out there.
Yeah. Or maybe because you were driving without so many people, you forgot how rotten people are normally.
Right. Vin, I agree with your report on people are back on the road. I ride my bike to work, and it used to be easy with no cars. This week, cars, cars, and cars on the road.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sure you've been loving it, too, if you're
oh,
riding
probably,
your bike.
Right?
I mean, that's I ride a road bike as often as I can, and quite a bit since we've been in quarantine. And it, to be honest, when there's no cars on the road, it's safe and great exercise. When there are cars on the road, it's more dangerous than mountain biking.
Right.
It's just absolutely
oh, yeah.
way more dangerous.
I get a lot of anxiety when I ride my bike on the street. It's like, oh, God, please. Not only do I not want to get hit by a car, I don't want to run into anybody's car door. And there's just, it's like, oh, if I could just be on the sidewalk. But that's not allowed.
My mantra, summon your strength. And I made it my phone's lock screen image. Yeah, I have on one of my computers, I have a quote from Bob Marley. And it's about the Don't Worry song. But But yeah, that kind of stuff works. Remind yourself, like, look, you've been around a while. You made it through a lot.
You have some strength.
Yeah, I mean,
summon
just,
that.
Just,
I like it.
Just remind yourself that that's the case.
Let's take a quick break. We'll have plenty of time on the other side to finish up everybody's texts.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.